What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. We are reacting right now to the Joe Burrow news. He is out for the season with a wrist injury. Adam Azer with Heath Cummings and Jamie Eisenberg. And we'll break it down for you from a seasonal perspective and from a dynasty perspective as well, as we'll do that later on in this little bonus podcast here. So obviously is tough news. And we'll talk about what it means for every single member of the Bengals. So yeah, let's get right into it. That's like I'm trying to tease something, but no, let's just do it. Let's just do it. All right, let's start with Ja'Marr Chase here. So we saw him with like a not so great Joe Burrow at the beginning of the year, and he was wide receiver 7 per game before their bye, and that included a game with 52 points without T. Higgins. With T. Higgins and a compromised Burrow, he really wasn't that great. He had one game with more than 14.3 fantasy points. So if I told you 14 fantasy points. Do you think Ja'Marr Chase will average more or less in full PPR than 14 fantasy points rest of season?
Less.
I think there's a lot more room on the under than there is on the over. Like if it's over, then it might be 15, but there's a lot of room on the under where it could be that.
What is Garrett Wilson averaging?
I'm looking up right now because there's usually about 25-ish wide receivers who average 14. So what is Garrett Wilson averaging, he asks? 14.6.
Okay, I'll take the over then. Because Chase is a better talent, and Zach Wilson's a better quarterback, as scary as that sounds.
All right, so basically we've seen what Garrett Wilson is. He's a target hog who doesn't score, but is still a must-start wide receiver. Are we expecting Ja'Marr Chase to be a must-start wide receiver?
Yes. There's very few scenarios, I think, that people will have where they're benching Ja'Marr Chase. So I will still start him, but I don't think you're going to consider him unless he comes out against Pittsburgh. That's their next opponent, right? Against Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And has a huge game. And then you're like, okay, this will work. I'm fine. But my guess is 14, 15 points. He'll be in that range. Remember, he's always bleeping open. So get open for Jake Browning now, and let's see if that works. I'm going to trust Zach Taylor as much as I do Ja'Marr Chase too.
I think he'll be I'm willing to commit to a must start wide receiver for the next 3 weeks. Like, okay. I'm giving him 3 weeks for sure. And if it's 2 single point fantasy games in those 3 weeks, then I'm reevaluating.
Just in time for the fantasy playoffs.
Right. He might not be a must start in the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah.
Who do they go get to be their backup now? That's the question.
Flacco. Go get Flacco and just let him throw.
Well, Cleveland's not letting Flacco out the building. So
Flacco's in demand now.
Hey. We had a scenario developing in the Super Bowl that Phillip Rivers was going to be the quarterback for the 49ers.
Can they offer some incentive to the Carolina Panthers to cut Andy Dalton and let Andy go home?
Hey, who would you rather have? This is, I think, an easy one. Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase?
Well, Jefferson.
Jefferson.
I trust Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right? But like I've outlined before, backup quarterbacks, man, they have been really bad in a lot of cases this year for these wide receivers. Garrett Wilson, obviously. I mean, he's been
just think about how good he could have been with Aaron Rodgers, you know? And DJ Moore really stands out those four games with Bagent. And Amari Cooper's been really good, 80-plus yards in three or four games with Deshaun Watson, and pretty up and down without Deshaun Watson. So we'll see. I know we know how great Jamar Chase is. Not necessarily going to be up to him how good he is. What about T. Higgins, Heath? We can't drop T. Higgins, can we?
Well, I'd say the same thing about Jamar Chase as I'll say about T. Higgins. I think T. Higgins is a must roster player for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and then we'll see. He absolutely might be droppable. Like if we go full 35% target share for Jamar Chase, and it's a terrible quarterback situation, then Higgins might absolutely be droppable. For now, I would view him when he's healthy as a boom bust kind of a hope flex.
I would guess, just knowing that he's seemingly not 100%, he's going to take this as long as he needs to get to 100%, because he's headed to free agency. So like to come back and put bad film out there because of bad quarterback play, like I don't know if he wants to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Tyler Boyd we can drop, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
I would probably wait a second. For dropping him,
you would like 1 second though, and then you do it.
I think you can wait until like either Tuesday night or Wednesday night, depending on when your waivers run.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I okay. So then we talk about Mixon here, and I don't know how you guys feel. This stinks for Mixon. I think this is a huge deal for Mixon. Dave brought up the idea that they're just going to be a more run heavy team, but I'm sorry, he's just. The guy, like, I think the appeal of Joe Mixon is Joe Burrow, basically setting him up for touchdowns, throwing the ball to him. First six games, Mixon had one touchdown, averaged 11.5 PPR fantasy points per game. That was with a bad Burrow. The last four games, he's averaging 17.8 points per game with four touchdowns. And that was with Burrow for less than a half in what could have been his best game in that stretch. You know, he was great in week 11. Is that where we're in? Anyway, big downgrade for Mixon, little downgrade for Mixon, no downgrade for Mixon. Heath, your thoughts?
A downgrade for Mixon. The size of the downgrade is yet to be determined, but there could be a few more running back targets. There might be a few more dump-off passes coming in the offense, a couple more targets for Joe Mixon. I think he's probably going to average somewhere around 3.8 yards per carry, probably score once every 2 or 3 weeks. Average around 12 fantasy points a game. He'd be a number two running back.
Why don't we should just do this podcast again in 3 weeks. And you know, look, there's not really a lot of trading going on right now, but a lot of people go up to Thanksgiving. So how would you assess the trade value of Joe Mixon? You know, you've got, what did we call them this morning, Jamie? The Barkley, Pollard, Walker. The heck was
it? The bad news backs.
The bad news backs. How is that? How would Mixon compare to the bad news backs?
Oh, behind them. Behind them now at this point, you know. So, look, it sucks. I mean, it really sucks. You know, it's hard to have a lot of faith right now. And you wonder, again, where Zach Taylor said there's still a lot of football to be played, whatever. You know, they're not done yet. So, you know, you hope that he's creative and the team is creative and they lean on Mixon and they're able to get something out of Browning, and maybe we have a Nick Foles situation on our hands, you know, where the backup surprises us and you get some solid production. You know, those examples are few and far between, clearly, as you've, you know, illustrated this season. But I mean, Tom Brady once upon a time was a backup. So who knows?
I would say he's behind them at least until Tony Pollard plays the Panthers this week. Pollard could fall back behind Mixon this week, yeah, but yeah, for now he's behind that group.
Would you rather have right now Raheem Mostert or Joe Mixon rest of season?
Mostert.
Okay. You want to talk about the kickers? Like, you want to McPherson downgrade?
Drop it's a downgrade. Okay. He's been downgraded.
All right.
So, I mean, I think like, so I know for me, just to, you know, go back to Burrow. And we talked about this on Friday morning show, like go look and see what quarterbacks are available on waivers. Like I just picked up Derek Carr. We talked about his two games coming up. You know, you can make a transaction. Like for me, it was easy. I picked up A.T. Perry as a stash candidate.
Right.
Any of those type of players that you're speculating on, go get a second quarterback now. Just to get the ball rolling. You know, you can still see what happens coming off the weekend. In that same league, you know, there are other quarterbacks available. Gardner Minshew is another one that I kind of like next week because he gets Tampa Bay.
Yep.
So I'll probably, once Tuesday comes and I could drop Joe Burrow, I'll drop Burrow and pick up another quarterback. So try and be aggressive if you can And if your trade deadline hasn't passed yet, try and find somebody that's sitting on a decent second quarterback. You know, Geno Smith, okay, not great, but might be on somebody's bench. Russell Wilson, better, clearly, probably on somebody's bench. I know I have a few leagues where I picked up Kyler Murray and stashed him on IR spot and an IR spot for the majority of the time he was out. Now I'm carrying him as a backup. I'd be willing to trade him for sure for something that'll help me out someplace else. So if your trade deadline hasn't passed yet, try and make sure you're covering yourself, but do it now because you have that luxury before games happen and maybe something else happens to your team that sucks.
Speaking of trade, just the shortest funny story. My son and I are playing in an analyst league, and he came home from school today and saw that he had a trade offer of Mike Evans, Brandon Ayuk, and Raheem Mostert for Ja'Marr Chase. He quickly accepted the trade, and even quicker, I got a private message from the kid's dad who had made the trade offer. So he's going to learn a little trade etiquette, I think, about overturning trades today.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so a tough lesson learned there. Remember, we talked about Kyler Murray and Justin Fields and Brock Purdy. I can't remember the full list. Kyler, Fields, and Purdy as quarterbacks who have favorable schedules going forward. So you want to keep that in mind. Go back and listen to the Wednesday episode.
And Kyler is a guy who's like probably the other team has a starting quarterback. So right. That might be somebody you could actually go make a trade for, and they don't even need him.
And then the last question I have before we spin it to Dynasty is, how bad is my fantasy team that I am facing Jamie? Jamie's team is 3-7. I'm facing him. He started Joe Burrow. I started McPherson in the Ravens D, so I'm off to a decent start there. And I'm a 40% I have a 40% chance to win. Like, how bad do I have to be to lose to Joe Burrow and a 3-7 team this week? All right, we'll see. We'll see how the chips fall.
But based on how my luck has gone in that league, I'm sure I'll lose. Like I've had two decent weeks the last 2 weeks, and I've gone up against very high scoring teams.
All right, well, hopefully we'll make it three in a row. All right, well,
Josh Dobbs, another quarterback you should be looking to trade for too, just probably on somebody's bench.
We'll take a break here and talk about the dynasty impact after this.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
So Heath, what's the dynasty angle that you want to focus on here with this Joe Burrow injury?
Well, I think it's like, especially for dynasty, like this is trade season is really heating up. And if you are a contender with Burrow or Chase, you have to really consider dealing them. I think most people who had Ja'Marr Chase didn't think they were going to ever think about trading Ja'Marr Chase. They were just going to have him for the next 10 years. But we've had CeeDee Lamb emerge into what we thought the potential of CeeDee Lamb was. He's my number three wide receiver in Dynasty right behind Ja'Marr Chase. So if you could get Lamb plus for Chase and you're a contender, I think you should absolutely consider doing that. You might even just take CeeDee Lamb for Ja'Marr Chase if you want to go win a championship. The other side of it is, if you're a rebuilder and you've got some of these young guys, this is a prime opportunity to see, like, you probably couldn't have turned Garrett Wilson in a first into Ja'Marr Chase in the past, or Chris Olave or something like that. If you can go acquire those guys and just hold them. I think the guy who loses big time, you mentioned it, T. Higgins. I don't even know, does this impact his free agency as bad as this year has been for him and now having a bad finish to the season as well?
I would think, based on how teams have coveted wide receivers, that if the Bengals let him go, there's going to be a team or two that back up the Brinks truck for him. So you know, does he just walk into hopefully a good spot? Like, go Kansas City, please go get him. You know, but a team that has a desperate need for a wide receiver, that's not a one. I don't think he's, you know, proven to be a one, but he's right. certainly a 1A high two, you know, can make a lot of plays in the right situation, you know? So like his, for me, his dynasty value would suffer if he goes to Carolina, you know, in that type of situation.
Right.
But I mean, look, Stephon Diggs might be set free. He could go to Buffalo. You know, there's lots of moving parts that could happen this offseason. I'm curious though, like, why the CeeDee Lamb manager would be looking to acquire Ja'Marr Chase if you have them so close and knowing that you're still getting this production from Lamb.
Well, they just got quite a bit closer today.
Well, you said he was three for you already, though.
He was three, but there's been a huge gap between Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and then everybody else.
Gotcha.
I think like you would do that as the CeeDee Lamb manager if you're not in a competitive situation right now. I think the other side of it is like at quarterback, there's been this CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow debate in terms of who is QB4 and how do you rank those guys. I think Burrow is pretty clearly at the back of that line right now.
In Dynasty?
Yes.
Who was it? Who'd you say? Allen?
Stroud, Herbert, Jackson, Burrow. And Burrow, I believe, is definitely the oldest of that group.
Yeah, but you're saying he's at the back of that list because of this year or just
he has zero value for this
right.
year. Yes.
But if you were just doing 2024 and beyond rankings,
I had him at the back of this list last week. And it was kind of hot takey, I guess, but I think it's clear now. Like if you were still want to do 2024 and beyond, I probably still would, but there's going to be a little bit of a question from some managers if Joe Burrow's injury prone now.
You're kind of inspiring me in our dynasty league to go offer like Diggs and something for Chase or try to get Burrow or something. Like, I don't know who has these guys, but I think it's a good idea. I think it's an interesting idea right now to go help.
You should definitely do it if you're not competing this year for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's to be determined for me, but probably not competing. Yeah. But yeah.
Thankfully, we don't have a trade deadline in that league, so you can wait a little while and find out.
We do now. All right. Thank you, guys. Good stuff. And bad news for fantasy managers, but we'll, you know, make the most of it. We'll try to help you out on the waiver wire throughout the year. And look, maybe we'll be surprised. Maybe Jake Browning will be better than we expect, and this podcast will have been useless. So have a great weekend, everybody. Mailbag coming out tomorrow. When you hear the mailbag, we did not know, obviously, about the Burrow news, so that's why it is not covered. For Heath and Jamie.
Or the Andrews.
Well, we knew that Andrews was out.
Yeah, but not official.
No, not official. All right, for Heath and Jamie and bonus producer Debo, I'm Adam. See you later.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.